Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the staff of the Washington Public Library, Debbie Stanton, Janisa Harris, and Leanne Coons about summer reading. This is part one of a two-part interview. Summer is just around the corner, which is kind of hard to believe, and with that comes summer reading. Can you tell us what's going to be happening at the Washington Library this summer?
Absolutely. So we are having programs for all ages this summer. Really excited about the program. The focus is on fitness. So there's a few different themes involved, but they're all focused on fitness and games, which is going to be awesome. Starting with the youngest kids, we have summer preschool story time. It's for all kids who've completed a preschool program this year. And it's a 30-minute program with stories, songs, finger plays, and just lots of fun. So that's going to be done with our children's librarian, Miss Jo, which probably most people know. And so we do ask that you register for it. So registration starts May 2nd, and that's actually for all the programs. So all the programs, registration will go through May, and then the programs will start just right at the beginning of June.
Yes, we are so excited to have K through 2nd and 3rd through 5th meeting for summer reading for the older kids. K through 2nd will meet on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10:30, and 3rd through 5th will meet from 1 to 2 on Wednesdays. Like Debbie said, registration will start on Monday and run the whole month of May. We have some really exciting reading prizes this summer, but one of the big ones is the kids read 500 minutes or more and turn in their calendar. They have a chance to win a bike from Rider Sales. So a lot of people are so excited. We're so thankful for everyone who donated. It makes summer reading possible and us to have great reading incentives for our kids. We also have Movie Madness on Mondays at 2 o'clock that's open to anyone. And we even have some fun summer programs that are free for the whole family. On June 1st at 10, we have a magician, Rick Bramer. On June 8th at 10, we have ventriloquist Kevin Horner. June 16th at 9:30, we'll have Blank Park Zoo. And on June 23rd at 10, we'll have the Hansen family. And for the kind of end of summer fun, Dan Wardell is coming for two shows at 1 and 2 on July 14th. We're, of course, always excited to have Dan from Iowa Public Television come.
And I've been able to see when the zoos come to visit before. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, so it's really a fun interactive show. The zoo will bring several animals, and we don't even know what we get when they come. In the past, the kids have got to touch an alligator and different animals, so they always have a lot of fun, and they learn a lot, which is even better.
How does this fitness theme kind of fit in with RAGBRAI coming this summer?
We are excited to do a lot of fitness things in each class. We tie in the Olympics, which are also coming in August, and RAGBRAI, get the kids out and active. And on our calendars and on our bingo cards, we have them doing also physical activity, too, to get their minds working and their bodies working as well.
And what is programmed for the teenagers this summer?
Well, this summer, the theme for the Teen Summer Reading Club is called Get in the Game, Read. And again, it's focused on healthy activities as well as reading. The kids can participate in a variety of ways. First of all, they can get the game card, which is basically a bingo card. And when they get that card, they are able to do some exercise activities, some reading activities, and fill that out during the month of June. And if they complete that card, they're able to attend our end-of-the-month pizza and movie party, where we play games, we watch a movie that they want to watch, have some pizza. It's a really fun time. So if they complete that card, they'll be able to do that. Also on that card will be the calendar, so it will also tell them when they need to show up at the library for some of the different events. Every year we have what we call Lunch Bunch, which is a group that meets over the noon hour on Mondays. And we usually pick one book to read together as a book group. This year we're going to read Dairy Queen by Katherine Gilbert Murdoch. And so they will be meeting once a week on Mondays at noon. Bring their lunch. They can bring their sack lunch from home or bring something from a fast food restaurant, whatever they want to do. We'll talk about the book. Something else we're going to do this year is we're going to keep track of their steps. They're all going to be getting some pedometers, and we're going to keep track of our steps, write those down, just kind of as a fun way, not really as a competition, but just as a fun way to see how many steps they take during the month of June. And there's also games we play, and we have a lot of fun over that noon hour time. We also have a couple special events for the teens. Again, this is for the 6th through 12th grade group. We have Pam Holtz coming, and she is going to take us on a hike and write. So we're going to hike, walk from the library out to the Kiwash Trail, down into Hayes Timber, and then she's going to be doing some nature journaling with us, too, while we're out there. Again, another calming, healthy activity for the kids, and then we'll hike back. We'll also be taking our picnic lunch with us that day. So we'll be doing that on, I think that's on the 14th, June 14th. We'll meet at noon and hike out and come back. Another fun special event that we're going to be doing is a class for teenagers called Healthy Microwave Cooking for Teens. We have a former page who worked here at the library named Stephanie Barnes, who is now a chef, and she is willing to come back and teach a class to teenagers about how they can cook for themselves in the microwave, simple enough, and find some healthy options for that. So those are two of our specials just for teens only.
Well, the healthy cooking in a microwave sounds like something really helpful before you go to college.
Definitely. Yes, we are going to encourage a lot of the kids who, you know, if they've graduated already to go on. And we think it's a great thing also for kids just for after school. If they go home and mom and dad aren't available yet, if they can learn to cook something healthy for themselves in the microwave after school, for the younger kids, that's also a good thing.
That's been today's Washington Page with the staff of the Washington Public Library speaking about summer reading programs. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.